through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and it is Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. We're going to have a lot of guests today. We had Donald Trump speaking in Arizona last night. Very significant things were said there. And, of course, it drove CNN crazy. So we're going to have the reactions as well as what Donald Trump said. He has had a lot of things to say. He said he's possibly going to shut down the government if he doesn't get his wall. And he also said that he's going to look at NAFTA. They're currently renegotiating it. But he says, frankly, I don't think it's going to work. He also hinted at a pardon for Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Said it was too controversial to do it there last night, but it looks like it's going to be coming. He certainly is aware of what happened with the corrupt judge there. And speaking of corrupt judges, we just had the jury shut down the manipulations of a judge in Bunkerville trial. And, of course, this is a prelude to the trial for the Bundys. It all is around what happened in the washout that was in 2014. I reported from that live, and we're going to have a reporter who has been following these trials talking to us about how the judge has put restrictions on what they could say. Just yesterday, we talked to the mother of Ross Ulbricht, who had run Silk Road. And in both cases, when the government wants something badly enough, they want a conviction to shut down a freedom that is rising as people stand with their neighbors in Bunkerville. They want to shut that down. They want to make an example of those people. And one person previously has been convicted, given a draconian sentence, but none of the defendants yesterday were convicted of anything. So we're going to break that down. Most of the charges, they were found not guilty. There were four or five charges that the jury was hung on. So we're going to talk to her about what is next in that. We also have, as I pointed out, Lionel and Dr. Steve Pachinik is going to be our guest today talking about Trump's reversal in Afghanistan. And Dr. Shiva Ayadure is going to talk to us about the protests in Boston last weekend, where we had 40,000 people celebrate the fact that they were going to shut down free speech, and they effectively did. Is that something we should be happy about? Well, the man who is running against Elizabeth Warren for Senate in Massachusetts is going to have something to say about that. But first, a little bit of the news here. We have the Navy dismissing the 7th Fleet Commander after several warship accidents. As I reported yesterday, this is apparently something to do with cyber warfare, not necessarily an issue of the commanders on the ships. But, of course, the 7th Fleet Commander, maybe you could say, should have seen something coming with this and done something about it. But it is a very interesting pattern that has developed here with multiple incidents, as well as GPS spoofing of commercial shipping in the area. As I mentioned before, Trump says he's wanting to close the government to build the Mexican wall. Meanwhile, in Europe, in Barcelona, after the Barcelona attacks and the Cologne Cathedral, they're saying they're going to wall it off the cathedral because of security concerns. I think they've got the wall in the wrong area. The wall needs to be at the border, just as Donald Trump was saying, to protect the people. You protect the people, then they can protect the buildings and the culture. Meanwhile, the leader of Germany's Social Democrats has pledged to not to have nuclear weapons from the U.S. withdrawn from German territory if he defeats Angela Merkel. Now, he's not favored to win that and become chancellor next month. He also said that he would resist demands by President Trump for NATO members to increase their defense spending. Not clear if Merkel is going to do that either. Meanwhile, in L.A., the metro is cracking down on manspreading. Yes, that is what they think is the big issue there. $75 fine for manspreading. They put it in the same category as putting chewing gum on the seats. So, men, sit like a lady. It's absolutely crazy, the insanity of California. Meanwhile, here's some more insanity. This one coming out of ESPN. They have pulled an Asian announcer whose name is Robert Lee, because they think that they don't want somebody named Robert Lee, even if he's Asian, announcing a University of Virginia game. They said the decision was strictly based on his name. No hard feelings there about anybody. As I pointed out, they like to use straw men now that are made out of marble and bronze to make the slaves feel free when they destroy them. But they're still slaves on the government's plantation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that Spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is Spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the real news. I'm David Knight. It is Wednesday, August the 23rd, 2017. I want to continue with a little bit of the news that's coming up tomorrow, and then we're going to take a look at the Trump rally and what came out of the what Donald Trump was saying at the rally last night. There's going to be a meeting tomorrow in Jackson Hole of all the world's central bankers. Last time that happened in Jackson Hole was in 1999, but of course this is an annual meeting that is conducted by all of the central bankers. It's very interesting to see a report from a reclusive millionaire who says, get out of cash now. Now they're meeting in Jackson Hole to decide what they're going to do in terms of interest rates and money supply and how they're going to manipulate the economy. But he had something very interesting to say. According to the Wall Street Journal, a lot of investors, including some of the biggest banks in the world, are moving massive amounts of money out of the banking system. And one of the most widely followed financial analysts in the world had this to say. He said, cash in the bank used to mean something, but I'm telling you, it's going to be huge, huge source of regret in the months ahead. He said, over the next next year or two, there's going to be a massive panic out of the traditional banking system. In fact, he says, it has already begun. So what are the bankers in Jackson Hole going to be talking about? Perhaps they're looking at how they cannot really continue to manipulate the economy. Perhaps they're concerned about competing currencies like Bitcoin. Yesterday we talked to Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, and part of what the feds were doing in the case of Silk Road, the way they manipulated that case, they were concerned about the dark web. They were concerned about the free web, the anonymous web. They were also concerned about free and anonymous currency that they cannot control. They did everything they could to rig that case. We're going to be talking to someone at the bottom of the hour who's been following the trial of some of the first defendants in the Bunkerville case. That was a Bundy Ranch standoff that happened back in 2014. They acquitted everyone there of all the charges except, I think, there were four charges or six charges that were hung. The jury was hung on that, so they may retry some of those defendants on some of those charges. But one defendant was convicted in an earlier trial, and he was sentenced to 65 years, I believe, is what he was sentenced to. Ross Ulbricht, when they wanted to shut down Silk Road, they gave him multiple life sentences plus 40 years to make sure that this 32-year-old never gets out of prison. So should a government protest, a free speech protest that has Second Amendment legally used and that people carrying guns but not threatening the government, should that result in life sentences for people? I don't think so. And neither did the jury. They saw through this corrupt and crooked judge, keeping them from hearing anything at all about the actions of the BLM. So sometimes when the government oversteps its corruption so obviously, it backfires on them. And I think that happened with there. So we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour with Sherry Duvalli of Redoubt News. She's going to give us a blow by blow of what happened in that trial. Also coming up in the program, we're going to have Lionel, and we're also going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik talking about Trump's reversal in Afghanistan. And we're going to have Dr. Shiva Iyadure. I have to think a moment about his name. Dr. Shiva Iyadure, he is running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren. And he says, I'm the real Indian in the race, because, of course, Elizabeth Warren liked to point out that she was descended from an Indian tribe or whatever. But that's kind of been debunked. And he is actually from India. So he is a real Indian. He's going to be joining us and talking about not just his Senate race, but more importantly, about 40,000 people shutting down the First Amendment in Boston last weekend. Is that something we should be proud of? We had the president and others say, we're glad to see that there was a peaceful demonstration. Well, it wasn't exactly peaceful. There were 33 people who were arrested. The people who were speaking at the event, a lot of people were prevented from going there. The few that were allowed in, and of course they kept all the media out, the few that were allowed in had to be escorted out in police vans. The police were very concerned about this angry mob of 40,000. Angry about free speech. That's the amazing thing that we saw there. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with Donald Trump's speech last night. First of all, he hinted that Sheriff Arpaio's pardon will happen. I think that's very interesting. Trump asked supporters in the crowd if Arpaio was convicted for doing his job. Remember, the conviction that came down from, again, this crooked judge for criminal contempt of her orders, that happened on the same day that we had multiple counties here in Texas saying that the sheriff's departments would be assisting ICE in finding illegal immigrants and doing their job. And, of course, it was Obama who had told the Border Patrol to step down, who had ordered them not to enforce the law. So Sheriff Arpaio, on that issue, was enforcing the law, and the judge ordered him not to. And when he continued to do that, she found him guilty of criminal contempt, wants to send the 85-year-old to jail for 6 months. And, of course, they timed these charges, this court case, appropriately and demonized him in the media to make sure that he would not win re-election after being re-elected there for many, many years. But when Trump asked if Sheriff Arpaio was convicted for doing his job, yes, he was. And the crowd cheered. They knew that as well. And then Trump said this. He should have had a jury. And that's a key point, too. That shows that Trump knows exactly what's going on, because he wanted to have a jury trial, and the judge said, no, I am not going to give you a jury trial. I am going to decide if you violated my orders, and there's not going to be a jury. I was absolutely railroaded. And that's what we're seeing over and over again by these politically motivated judges. We saw it in the case of Silk Road, in the case of the Bunkerville trials. We saw it in the case of Sheriff Arpaio. But Donald Trump says he should have had a jury, but I'll make a prediction. He'll be just fine. But I won't do it tonight, because I don't want to cause any controversy. So I implied that he is going to pardon Sheriff Joe. He also said that if the Congress does not fund the wall, he will shut down the government. He wants them to fund that wall, or he's not going to allow the bills to pass. He also said that he will probably end NAFTA. He said that he'll probably end up terminating the North American Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico at some point. He said, personally, I don't think we can make a deal because we have been so badly taken advantage of. But he says, I haven't made up my mind yet. So strong negotiating tactic. But clearly, he also went after the Republican senators in Arizona as well. Senators Jeff Flake and John McCain, who have not only been critics of Donald Trump, but they have also been a thorn in his side, and a thorn in the side of the American people as well. It was John McCain who rushed back from surgery just so that he could shut down any reform, even the slightest reform, of Obamacare. And so Donald Trump said last night, he said, they told me, please, please, Mr. President, don't mention any names, so I won't. And then he said, but we were only one vote away from passing a health care overhaul. And the crowd started chanting things about McCain. At that point, they knew who he was talking about. Trump is also calling out another unnamed senator. They said I won't say who he is, but he's weak on borders and he's weak on crime. And, of course, everybody knew that he was talking about Senator Flake. Meanwhile, we had some interesting reactions, and let's get some of these clips here to play. Let's get Don Lemon, that's clip number two. He's talking about reacting to Donald Trump's speech last night. They clearly lost it in terms of watching President Trump. And it was interesting what Don Lemon had to say. He said he's unhinged, it's embarrassing. I don't mean for us, the media, because he went after us, but for the country. Now, he's concerned because he's not just going after the media. He's going after fake CNN. And Lemon went on. He said it was without reason. It was devoid of facts. It was devoid of wisdom. There was no gravitas. There was no sanity there. And when I saw that, I thought, we could make that a new motto for CNN. No reason, no facts, no wisdom, no gravitas. There is no sanity there. That's the CNN motto. When we come back, we're going to play those clips for you. Also play some of what President Trump said. And we have a huge lineup with guests, very important guests coming up. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're finding the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight. It's August the 23rd, and we have something to celebrate today. We're going to celebrate a fully informed jury, people who think for themselves, regardless of how the government tries to manipulate them. We've just had, it gets me kind of upset to think about what happened in Bunkerville. And, you know, I was there. I saw what happened. And to have these people keep their guns in their holsters. They were legally carrying their guns. They were standing with their neighbors, exercising their First Amendment rights as the federal government criminally was threatening to shoot us for protesting. We have a right under the Constitution, not just to talk about politics, not just to talk about who the White House chief of staff is going to be this week. We have a right to address our grievances. And they had grievances in Bunkerville. They had grievances. People came together. They stood for their neighbors. And they won. And they've won again. So, we're in the next segment, we're going to be talking to someone who was following this trial the entire time. And we've now had the jury shut the government's tyranny down one more time. Before we get to the news, I want to remind you of the products that we have here at InfoWars. It's what makes our broadcast possible. And so we thank you for doing that. That's what's allowed us to expand the broadcast for these additional 3 hours in the morning. We're going to be extending another 3 hours in the afternoon, and that's not the end of it. If you continue to stand with us and buy products that support your health and support the InfoWars here, we have a new product, Super Blue Fluoride Free Mouthwash. This is something that is natural oils, ingredients that have been used since Aboriginal and biblical times. They supercharge good oral health and gives you a minty, fresh breath. And we don't add the harmful fluoride that is added in so many dental products. It's not a good kind of fluoride. We have the good halogen. We have iodine as well as nanosilver, xylitol, which is a natural sweetener that is actually good for your teeth. So that's a sweetener that affects the taste in it. So we have xylitol, natural nanosilver, iodine, peppermint oil, and a lot of other natural oils that are going to help your breath. And this is a new product. It's now at a introductory low price of $17.76, but it is not the only product that we have at InfoWarsStore.com that is $17.76 in response to BuzzFeed's attack on our products, where they actually took these things to a lab, they tested them, they said, well, yeah, actually, that really is effective stuff. It actually works. So in response to that, Alex put a number of products down to $17.76. And that is a massive discount on many of these. Now, we've sold out of a lot of them, like Brain Force and Myco ZX, but we still have DNA Force at 20% off. That is a massive discount because that's a very expensive product to produce. We also have some expensive items like Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter and the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filter. They're 25% off. That is a big discount for expensive products like that, a big savings for those. We also have Knockout at 50% off. We still have Silver Bullet at 66% off the retail price. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 supplement, is 55% off. And BioTrue Selenium is 29% off. Don't forget, you can also get InfoWars Select storable food up to 50% off. We have had specials occasionally on Select storable food where you can get the food that is going to stay fresh for 25 years and can be resealed even after it's opened once. It's great packaging, all made in the USA, non-GMO. And we've had sales in the past where we have discounted 30 to 40%. Now we've got an additional discount. If you put in the coupon code Goblin, that's what Alex jokes about people calling him, or actually, I guess we've also had a goblin who attacked him in Seattle. but anyway, we've got remember that special code Goblin. You can get an additional 10% off. So you can get 50% off select storable food right now if you want to stock up on that. So take a look at the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We do appreciate you supporting us. That's what makes this InfoWar possible. I want to go to some comments about Donald Trump's speech last night. We'll also play, as we go through the broadcast, some clips of what the president says. But you've heard the main bullet points that he covered. I talked about how he said, we're going to build that wall, and if Congress doesn't fund it, I'm going to stop them from getting the budget through to fund the government. This is something we're going to do. As I mentioned before, in Cologne, they've decided they're going to build a wall around a cathedral. Let's put the walls where they belong, at the border, so we can determine if people who want to harm us are coming in. Let's protect the people before we protect the buildings, the monuments, and so forth. And we're going to talk about the monuments here in this country as well. But yes, there are people in this country, just like ISIS terrorists, who want to tear down the monuments and the symbols of our culture, our history. But let's protect the people first before we let terrorists or people who want to harm us come in. And that's what Donald Trump wants to do. He also talked about NAFTA. He said, we're looking at it, we're renegotiating it, but frankly, it's such a bad deal, I don't think we're going to do it again. Now, that's a great negotiating tactic, but he's also said he's going to get rid of NAFTA when he was running for president, and that's something that even people on the left understand how horrible that deal has been for us. We had a rough parity in terms of trade with Mexico before NAFTA. And once NAFTA was passed, we immediately went to a $17 billion trade deficit, and we haven't looked back since. It has gone up it's been in the high $60 billion trade deficit every year with Mexico over recent years. So it's been a tremendous loss of money and jobs flowing across the border. It is a horrific deal. He also hinted that he was going to pardon Sheriff Joe, and he talked about how the left wants to erase our culture and our heritage. As I said, and as I tweeted out on Libertarian, where you can follow us, the Antifa leftists have their straw men, but right now they're made out of bronze and marble. And they feel good when they tear these things down. It makes them feel like they have power. It makes them feel like they're free. It keeps them from realizing that they're still slaves, doesn't it? And that's really what is behind this. They're trying to push a civil war. But let's look at what Don Lemon has to say, because he says that Trump is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country. Let's play clip number two. You guys got clip number two? All right, we're going to come back to that in just a moment.
You know, it was a pipe dream that Trump's not going anywhere. People are saying impeachment, he's going to be there for 4 years. But he has given oxygen to racists. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really said anything, denounced the alt-right. He talked about the KKK and whatever. He hasn't really done that. He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country. Mm-hmm. He has not tamped down race. And I'm just going to say, I mean, if he was on my team in this newsroom and said those things, he would be escorted out of the building by security. Yes. And I have to, my colleague Anna Navarro says something, and I want you to respond to this, because I asked Bakari about the 25th Amendment. And she said, the only possible, and this is on Twitter, the only possible defensible explanation for Trump's disgusting, unpresidential, narcissistic behavior would be early onset dementia.
Let's talk about who's crazy. We've got ESPN removing an Asian broadcaster from broadcasting the UVA game, the University of Virginia, because his name is Robert Lee. He's Asian. That's insanity. These are the people who need to be escorted out of the building. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this trial in Bunkerville.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Trying to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Is it all the thing that I can take anymore? Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
All right, welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight. It's August 23rd, 2017. Joining us now, we're going to talk to Sherry Duvalle. She's with Redoubt News. She's been covering the trial in Bunkerville. This is centered around the standoff there. And I want to say something about the jury, because we see the headlines here. Jury refuses to convict 4 defendants in the Bunkerville Ranch standoff. Another one, no guilty verdicts reached in the Bunkerville Ranch standoff. 2 men acquitted of all charges in the Bunkerville standoff case. This is something that caught us all by surprise. Why? Because of the corrupt manner in which this biased judge ran this trial. And Sherry is going to break this all down for us. But before we get to Sherry, I just want to talk a little bit about jury nullification, because what they did was they nullified the bias. They nullified the fact that the government was trying to put people. What was the crime here? Well, they said you threatened these federal agents by showing up at a rally to redress your grievances against the federal government by carrying guns. While they were pointing guns at the people there and barking over the loudspeaker that they were going to kill anyone who did not disperse. Get out of here, we're going to shoot. So that was the imbalance. But you were not allowed to talk about the actions of the BLM, both on that day or prior to that, the lead up of what had happened there. So these are people standing with their neighbors, exercising their First Amendment rights to redress their grievances with the government, just as we had seen prior to that. And of course, this was also not allowed to be mentioned. The fact that the BLM had gone out in the middle of the wilderness, because this area, there's very little that's out there. They've run every rancher off except for the Bundys, and this is just government property. Now, they cordoned off a little area out there and said, with a printed sign, because, you know, the government has unlimited money, they can go out and have professionally printed signs that say First Amendment area. And then somebody put up a handwritten sign next to it that said the First Amendment is not an area. And this was not a true trial that we had here. Nevertheless, the jury stepped up and they stood by their neighbors. And I want to talk real quickly, just a little bit of the background of jury nullification. This is established and recognized as a principle throughout English law, throughout American law, and it was very well understood in America. We have it in many of the state constitutions, but you're not typically allowed to talk about that, and your lawyers will not stand up and talk about that. The case of William Penn, the guy who eventually left England and came to America to found Pennsylvania. His church, his Quaker church, was not part of the official religion there. And so they told them they could not meet in their church. They continued to do that. So they chained the doors shut. So they met on the steps. Then they arrested William Penn. And the jury, even though it was clearly against the law, set William Penn free. And that so outraged that crooked judge that he threw the foreman and the co-foreman into jail. And after they were there for a while, the lawyer said, what crime have these jurors committed? Yes, they refuse to enforce an unjust law, but that's their right as a jury. The jury has a right to look not only at the facts of a case, which are being hidden in the Bunkerville trial, but they also have a right to determine whether or not they agree with that law and nullify that law in that particular case, or how that law is being applied. For example, we don't want to have real threats against federal agents, but this was not a real threat. That law was being misapplied. And so that established the principle of habeas corpus, but it also established the principle of jury nullification. So joining us right now is Sherry Duvalle, who has been following this and reporting on readoutnews.com. Thank you for joining us, Sherry.
Thank you, David. I'm happy to be here.
This is great news. It really took a lot of us by surprise. We've got a little bit of a video clip that you took. We'll play this as background. These are the defendants as they're coming out and celebrating the fact that they were not, nobody was found guilty. Break this down for us. First of all, what was the verdict that was here?
There were 40 charges total. Each defendant had 10 charges, with three of them the possibility of enhancement.
What does that mean? What does the possibility of enhancements mean?
Well, if they had been found guilty, for example, of use and carry of a firearm in relation to assaulting the federal officer, then the jury would have had to determine whether or not they were brandishing the weapon. And if they had been found guilty of these enhancements, there were mandatory minimum sentencing on these three that would have totaled 57 years.
Yeah. And we've already had, in a previous trial, we've had one defendant convicted and then sentenced to, what was it, 65 years, I think?
68 years, and 57 of those were these enhancements.
Gee. Okay. Well, tell us, so then they had four defendants, 10 separate charges on each defendant, and what was the verdict?
34 of the charges were not guilty.
Wow.
Including the two most serious conspiracy charges. There are six that were a hung jury, of which we found out it was deadlocked at 11-1 in favor of acquittal.
Wow. Wow. So, so you're saying that only one person wanted them guilty?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
And that was just on these six charges.
So in such a rigged case as this was, and with such a resounding repudiation by the jury, do you think that the feds, as much as they want this, will go for a third time? Because this is the second trial for these four defendants. The first trial, they had five defendants, and we just talked about him. One was found guilty, sentenced to 68 years in jail, but was, I think, a hung jury for these other four, so they did a retrial. I think you can go three times, right? Is that correct?
Just to back up for 1 second, the first trial actually had six defendants. They had another defendant that was found guilty on a couple of charges. That was Todd Engel. Mm-hmm. And he is awaiting sentencing in September.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. And as far as the number of retrials, it is my understanding they can keep doing it as long as they want to. But whether or not they can justify it, you know, there's a different story.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, because if you have rigged this process as badly as this trial was rigged, and I want you to talk to people about what this judge did. If you do that and the jury on 36 of the 40 charges says not guilty unanimously and 11 to 1 on the other charges, that doesn't look too good for your case, because this clearly was a miscarriage of justice. And one of the reasons why it gets me so angry when I heard things like they were saying you cannot have certain defense witnesses, and of course you cannot say anything about what the BLM did. And then we had one defendant who got up, Scott Drexler, and he was taken off the stand because he said the magic words of BLM, and he was not even allowed to testify in his defense when he's got a life sentence staring him in the face. He's not even allowed to talk about what the actions of the other side were.
Yeah, that was Eric Parker. And we did also find out that was a very pointed part for the jury. They were not happy when he was taken off the stand and not allowed to give his side of the story. They felt that they were not getting the whole story, and
yes,
they weren't going to convict on a partial story.
That's right. Yeah. And so, you know, it's not necessarily a case of jury nullification. I talked about it being that way, but clearly they could understand that even if you narrowly define the jury's responsibilities and do that in an unconstitutional way, a way that has never been, that was never intended for juries to be done, where they are only allowed to judge the facts of the case. Many judges will tell juries that, and those judges are lying to the jury when they tell them that. But of course, we saw this judge lie to them in numerous ways. But even when they're not allowed to see all the facts in the case, then they understand that there is something really, really crooked going on here. So I think that is the key thing. She jumped the shark, if you will. She went so far in her oppression that it became transparent to the jurors on that trial, and that's what caused this to be shut down. But they don't really have a case in the first place. So we hope that will inform them on future prosecutions, that they will not retry this. Stay with us. We're going to be right back, and we're going to have more details from Sherry Duvalle about this trial and what is ahead. David Knight here at Real News. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey,
new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies, and just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Sherry Duvalle of the Redoubt News. She's been following the trials in Bunkerville for people who are found it was a hung jury the first time they were tried. They had a retrial. It was a very skewed trial, and we're going to talk to her about the things that the judge did there, but they have now been found not guilty on 36 of the 40 charges. So this is a massive reversal for a government that really tried to rig this trial and tried to get life sentences for people that, in my opinion, I was there, they did not deserve to be charged with anything. They were political prisoners, quite frankly. The government does not want people to understand the issues that are happening out west with the ranchers, with the farmers, with the miners, with the loggers. They don't want people to understand how they're being shoved off their land for Agenda 21. And we're going to go back to Sherry. She's going to give us some details. I really want her to talk about the specifics of the trial. But before we do, real quickly, just want to remind you of what funds the InfoWar here and what allows us to expand the programs like this one that we have just added this week, 3 additional hours in the morning. And we're going to be adding a new program in about a week and a half, and that's going to be an additional 3 hours in the afternoon. And what supports that and what supports your health are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation, or as Alex Jones likes to say, a 360 win. It's a win all the way around. We have a special that is about to run out, and we've had a lot of items that have already sold out, like BrainForce Plus, Myco ZX, and DNA Force is about to sell out, but it is now 20% off. That is a big discount for that very premium product. We have 25% off some other very expensive items, like Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, Alexa Pure Breeze, that's the air filter, 25% off of those expensive items, and that's a big savings for them. You can get Alexa Pro Water Filter, the big one, for now $147 with that sale. We also have Knockout that's about to sell out. It is 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is about to sell out. That is 55% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, also 55% off. And BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. So check out these sales. Most of these were, we have these massive discounts because Alex just dropped the price down to $17.76 after BuzzFeed attacked us and did it so ineffectively. They took our products, bought a bunch of them, took them to a lab, and the lab said, yeah, that's pretty good stuff. That's really good stuff. So Alex took the prices down to $17.76. That resulted in massive discounts for these. You can see those products at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, you can get InfoWars Select storable food up to 50% off with the coupon code GOBLIN. So take a look at these products, and we really do appreciate your support. Let's go back to Sherry Duvalli. Sherry, tell us what you saw at the trial, some of the specifics, some of the details of what this judge did that really backfired on her.
Well, she really did not give them any chance at all to put on any kind of defense. She ruled that self-defense was not allowed. Defense of others was not allowed, and provocation by the government was not allowed. She actually said that there is no time when you can defend yourself against the government.
Jay, that is amazing.
Yeah, I know. She even said that, now Nevada...
She said militias were illegal, right? She said militias were illegal even though they're in constitution.
Well, the prosecution said that they were illegal, especially in Montana. You know, and Montana has it right in their constitution that, yes, you know, they have militias and they use them and they're legal.
Well, it's in our constitution as well.
Yes.
The founders did not want us to have a standing army because standing armies eventually turn into oppression. And so they wanted to have a militia and an army that would be disbanded after each war instead of permanently remaining. And we see this whenever we have all of our empire wars where we invade other countries. They say, well, we can't really do it unless we put boots on the ground. That's the way we're going to control the people. We can bomb their infrastructure to smithereens, but we have to have boots on the ground. Well, the founders understood that. And so they said, no, we want the people to be armed, and we will call them up as a militia to, we want them trained so they'll be able to fight a war. And that's the pattern that we saw in Switzerland. And they want to be able to defend their country. And that was very effectively done by Switzerland. They were completely surrounded by the Nazis. And it wasn't just their mountainous terrain and their fortifications. It was also their trained militia that kept them free and independent during this worldwide war that we had where they were completely surrounded by the Nazis. But go back to this trial and some of the outrageous things that the judge did there.
Well, she made a statement that even in an open carry state like Nevada, if you are carrying a sidearm in a holster and any law enforcement sees that and feels threatened, you are now guilty of assault and can be prosecuted.
If they feel threatened.
And
see, this goes back.
To be threatened. They just have to be willing to get up on the stand and cry about it.
Yes, yes. You know, going back to the militia and the standing army, we've got an army that we're using as part of our empire now to start all these different wars, to go back into Afghanistan and so forth. And we're going to be talking to Steve Pachinik in the next hour about the revival of the Afghan war by Donald Trump and when he said that he was going to bring our troops home. But we have a standing army that's being developed against us here at home if we are training our police to shoot first, training our police that they can shoot if they feel threatened, and that they should never feel threatened under any circumstances. So if they feel threatened, they are according to our government's new rules, they are allowed to either shoot to kill or to come after you later and put you in jail for life. And these are the new rules. We talked about the fact that they have prepositioned military equipment that came back from Iraq into these police departments, militarizing them with equipment, and yet what they're doing is they're militarizing them with their training. And this is a part of it, to say that if they feel threatened, they can send you to jail, even if they didn't kill you on the spot. And they were threatening to shoot us on the spot. I was there as a journalist.
they were decked out in their battle rattle. As they call it, they had snipers up on the mesa.
Yes.
They had so many guns pointed down in the wash at the women and children. And these defendants, the only reason they even ducked down was they saw the guns pointed directly at them from the mesa. Then they started looking through the gaps, on the bridge, and they weren't pointing anybody. They couldn't even shoot that far with the weapons that they had. But they were watching it because they wanted to make sure that the children down in the wash were protected.
And let's talk about that, because the prosecution showed the picture of the guy laying down with the rifle through those concrete barriers. But in that picture, you also see other people in the background, and they're ducking down. They're not armed. They're spectators who wanted to know what was going on because it shut down that highway. They wanted to know what's going on, and so they were ducking down. And so they asked, who were you afraid of? That's the obvious question. You know, first the prosecution said, right? They said, were you afraid? Oh, yes, I was afraid. And then the obvious question that the defense would want to say, well, who were you afraid of? Were you afraid of this guy who is laying down hiding as well? Or were you afraid of the people on the other side of the wall pointing guns at you? But that was disallowed, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. She shut that one down pretty hard.
Absolutely amazing. And that's another case, I think, that was very obvious to the jury. There's that picture. There's people, and they're ducking down by the walls like, who are you afraid of? Well, maybe it was the people on the other side of the wall pointing guns at us. But that was not allowed to be told to the jury. Tell us a little bit more about what else happened there.
Well, any bad acts by the BLM were not allowed to be discussed. They were not allowed to bring up the name Dan Love.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody wants to know about Dan Love, they can Google Dan Love and learn a lot. This man is currently under investigation, but he was in charge down there. And he testified in the grand jury, but he was not brought in as a witness.
Let's talk about Dan Love for just a moment, because it was only a couple of decades ago when they first armed BLM agents and they gave them like a pistol sidearm. Now they've become a full paramilitary force. And people like Dan Love have jurisdiction over a couple of different states. He's got Nevada and Utah, I believe. There's an adjacent BLM agent who is at his same level, who is over Arizona and I'm not sure what other states. And he was interviewed by the press and he said, I could not believe what Dan Love was doing in Nevada at this Bunkerville situation. I thought, why are you creating this kind of escalation? Why are you being so confrontational to people? And that is a key part of this. Even his own people in the BLM at his own level were criticizing his actions, but they were not allowed to talk about Dan Love at all in this trial.
That's right. Again, his name wasn't even supposed to be brought up. And if they
he who shall not
up,
be named.
they were being threatened with sanctions and being charged with contempt of court if they even attempted to discuss Dan Love.
Well, that's great news, and we can laugh about it now that it has been shut down, and hopefully it will be shut down in these future trials. Thank you so much for being there, Sherry. Your site is Readout News. If people want to go back and follow the trail of what she reported on, she was there every day, just following every minute of the trial and telling you what was happening there. That's very important to do that. Thank you. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. Coming up in the next segment, we have Dr. Steve Pachinik. He is a long-term guest on our program, somebody who has a lot of government experience. He served under five previous administrations. He brokered a peace deal at Camp David between Egypt and Israel under the Carter administration. He has worked for the CIA. As a matter of fact, Tom Clancy used him as a consultant for the novels that he wrote. He reportedly patterned Jack Ryan on Dr. Pachinik, and he was on the Alex Jones Show yesterday talking about what he believes, and I agree with him. I think this is a disastrous decision to escalate the Afghanistan war. We need to get out. That's what Donald Trump has been saying for 6 years. That's what he said throughout the campaign. That's what he campaigned on. Let's come home. Let's rebuild America. Let's put America first. And he's going to talk to us coming up in the next segment. But first, the news. We had Donald Trump speaking last night in Phoenix, Arizona. A lot of things were said last night. We just had Sherry Duvalle of Redoubt News, who was following the trial in Bunkerville. Even though we had a corrupt judge, and it was a very politicized trial, running this trial, the jury shut that down, and we had not guilty verdicts for most of the charges. They had 40 charges against the four men. Out of 36 of those charges, they found them not guilty. They were hung, 11 people for acquittal, one for conviction on the remaining charges. So it still remains to be seen where after that kind of a kangaroo court, if the government will try to do another trial. But there's another kangaroo court that happened here, and that was the one against Sheriff Joe Arpaio. And at the Phoenix, Arizona rally, Donald Trump hinted that he would pardon Sheriff Joe. He said, I'm not going to do it tonight because I don't want to cause any controversy. But he said to the crowd, he should have had a jury, shouldn't he? I'll make a prediction, though. He'll be fine. He'll be just fine. Because what we saw in the trial of Sheriff Joe was also judicial tyranny. It was also politicized prosecution. This is not just the citizens of the country. It's also they're coming after law enforcement as well. Meanwhile, Donald Trump also said last night that the U.S. will probably end NAFTA. He said all along it's a very bad deal, and we know it's a bad deal. 20-some-odd years into this, we have seen the results of this. It's being renegotiated, but he says we're probably not going to be able to do that. We're probably going to end that. He also said he's willing to close a government to get the Congress to fund the wall in Mexico. Meanwhile, in Cologne, they are putting a wall around a theater. A cathedral, because they want to protect the cathedral. How about protecting the people first? How about putting the wall in the right place, putting it at the border? And again, we have ESPN. If you want to talk about the insanity, we've got Don Lemon going absolutely crazy last night after Trump's Phoenix, Arizona speech, calling him crazy, saying this guy is insane. And of course, we've had the former intelligence, James Clapper, the guy who famously lied about what was happening with the NSA, lied to that Senate committee with when Ron Wyden asked him the question. He's not a poker player. You could see the lies written all over his face. And a couple of months later, the Julian Assange WikiLeaks documents hit and everybody could see what a liar was. But now he's saying, I question Trump's fitness for office. I wonder if he's looking for a way out. And so they're all saying Donald Trump must be insane. Now, here's what real insanity is. We've got ESPN pulling off an Asian announcer whose name is Robert Lee. They said, we don't want somebody named Robert Lee announcing a University of Virginia game. That is political correctness. That is insanity. And here's another example. In Germany, a journalist gets a six-month suspended sentence for criticizing Islam. What did he do? Well, he posted an historical photo on Facebook. It shows a picture of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem during World War II shaking the hands of Adolf Hitler. And for that, they took him to trial. And they found him guilty, gave him a six-month sentence, and suspended it. But he better not try that again. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik about Donald Trump's Afghanistan term. We'll be right back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this segment is Dr. Steve Pachinik. It's always an honor to have Dr. Pachinik, a person of great knowledge and experience. He's a psychiatrist, a former State Department official, clinically acclaimed author of the thrillers by Tom Clancy, Tom Clancy's Op Center, and Tom Clancy's NetForce paperback series. He was co-creator of those. He's been trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over 20 years of experience resolving international crises and hostage situations for the Department of State for four administrations. You can find him at stevepachinik.com, and you can also find him on Twitter at Steve Pachinik. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Pachinik.
It's always a pleasure, and good luck on your new show. I know you're going to do very well, David.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Oh, that's
you had a great interview yesterday. It was a very energetic interview, we'll put it that way, with with Alex Jones about Donald Trump's turn in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And many of us, I watched the live tweeting by Ron Paul, as he was watching the announcement and saying, this is the neocons in charge again. He says, you should be very scared if Lindsey Graham is this happy about what's going on. And it looks like we're going to be there forever for the minerals or for whatever purpose. When Donald Trump says that we're going to win it, I want to know what winning means. I saw a guy on Fox News this morning, and he had both legs blown off. And that's exactly what he was saying. He said, I want to know what it means to win in Afghanistan. How do we define that? We've never won a war of counterinsurgency. No empire has won that. Our country was born out of defeating people who are trying to occupy us in this country. So I just don't see that happening, especially in Afghanistan. Your comment.
You're absolutely correct, David. Number one, let's go back and Ingram, she wrote something on a tweet, which is correct, and I should mention this. We had 100,000 American troops in Afghanistan in 2011. On top of that, we had 10,000 British troops. That's 110,000. On top of that, we had 30,000 NATO troops. So let's say about 140,000 to 150,000 troops in 2011, and we did not make a dent into anything, let alone talking about insurgents, because we don't know who the insurgents are. They've been created by the CIA or by some fictitious narrative called the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS. It's just ridiculous narratives. The problem here is that there is no military solution. There is no victory. There is no ability to wipe out the enemy, and we're going to kill them. And more importantly, we should leave it. It's 16 years, $6 trillion. What they haven't talked about are the 30% increase in PTSD and in suicides by our military heroes. Now, that's very nice for General Mattis, McMasters, and Vogel, and all of them who get their pins and stripes during peacetime and then go to the Beltway to make their money because they have no other way to make your money, unlike your show, Alex Jones, you, David, all the young people there, where they go out, they hustle, they try to risk. We don't have that kind of generals. What we have are peacetime generals who are really the maidens, or as I would say, the whores of the military-industrial complex. That cannot continue. And the reason I was livid was simply because I wasn't angry at the generals or as much as at Trump. I was angry at myself because for quite a few years, as Alex knew and there are others in the intelligence community knew, I wanted a military presence in the office and around Trump because he had a very erratic behavior. I'm not going into any diagnosis. And the reason for those generals wasn't because they were brilliant generals or they were great strategists. None of them are. But they were there for command and control. And in fact, John Kelly, whom I do not know and I do respect, was head of Southcom. I had worked at Southcom before, so I knew the complexities that were involved in running a civilian military organization. And he, in fact, did clean out most of that White House. Gorka has to leave. Kellyanne Conway has to leave. Jared Kushner has to leave. Ivanka has to leave. So what I was angry at, and I was reflecting perhaps, and I'm not speaking for millions of other people, I was speaking as a supporter of Trump and someone who went against 9/11 nonsensical narrative that we were attacked by some people in Afghanistan and Iraq, which was nonsense. Mm-hmm. So Trump was only supposed to do three things, three basic things. Stop the wars, as he said, all over the world that were costing us trillions, decrease our taxes, and increase the budget for infrastructure. None of the three were done. Yes. None of the three were done. He got involved in Obamacare. He didn't know what he was doing. The Republicans didn't know what they were doing. The military didn't know what they were doing. The McConnell didn't know what he was doing. Then we get involved in wars that we know nothing about as generals put in more soldiers that they created the problem in Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan. So we've expanded the scenario of wars. And now we're completely in on 180 degrees away from Trump. And what I said is Trump cannot continue and he will not continue. But I will also make another prediction. Pence will not come in as the vice president.
What do you think is going to happen if you feel that Trump is going to be removed or what you think he's going to be impeached or removed somewhere?
I'm not going to make that prediction. Mm-hmm. I believe that Trump, without his family, without holding on to Jared Kushner, this Orthodox Jew who have had no experience whatsoever, whose father had to pay $2.5 million to get him into Harvard after he failed in what we call hater Orthodox Jew. And I'm a Jew.
And a big loan from George Soros as well.
Well, whatever it is. I mean, this is a totally novitiate who's not very bright, even when he was given everything, an entitled, spoiled brat, along with his daughter, and he's in charge of the Middle East policy, and he goes around to Afghanistan when our boys are dying at a rate that's unbelievable. Plus, I have to deal with young men, young Christian men coming back to North Central Florida who have been sent to Somalia, Sudan, and Djibouti. They do not speak the language. They don't know why they're there. Their own generals, and I've got to give, you know, kudos to their own colonels and commanders in Africa who say, what are we doing here? What are we doing in Somalia and Sudan? So once again, we have this military-industrial complex. Trump has no idea of what's going on. I've got problems in Afghanistan with Pakistan. I've got problems with Pakistan and India. I've got problems with India and China. Then I got problems with China and North Korea. Where's the solution?
And of course, they expanded the problem by including Pakistan. So everybody's asking, are we going to have an escalation of tensions and spread the war out into Pakistan? As you pointed out, adding 4,000 troops isn't going to do anything when we look at the massive troop presence that we had before. But one of the things that people are talking about is in terms of saying, well, I'm glad that Trump changed the rules of engagement. And as I look at people going back and forth and saying, well, we want to make sure that the guys in the planes are not bombing the wrong targets or whatever. And then the other guys correctly say, yeah, but you're second guessing people who are on the ground as troops, and they got somebody coming at them. And they if they shoot them, like the case where the individual shot these guys that had the had massive attacks on the unit. He was replacing the commander who had been killed, and it was done with motorcycle attacks. These guys are coming at them fast. They're not slowing down, so they made the decision on the spot to shoot them. They sent him to jail. And so clearly that's not right. And yet I look at it and I say, I think you're missing the big picture here. The big picture is that we didn't worry about rules of engagement when we were fighting the Nazis, right? We're just trying to defeat them. We had a clear goal. It was a war. It was not an occupation. We were not there as a colonial power. And we're out of time. I want to get you to hang over in the next segment. I want to get your comments on that rules of engagement situation when we come back. David Knight with Steve Pachinik. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Pachinik, and we're going to be right back with him right after this break. Stay with us.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I'm David Knight with Real News, and I guess maybe we should come in with that police song, Bombs Away in Old Bombay. That'd be more fitting with what we're talking about. We're talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik about Trump's U-turn on Afghanistan. Before we get back to Dr. Pachinik, I left him with a question as we went to break. I want to get his answer on that. But real quickly, we have our BuzzFeed mega specials are rapidly selling out. Several of the products have already sold out. BrainForce, Myco ZX have sold out. And that's because of the massive discounts we put here. You know, from John Oliver to BuzzFeed, InfoWars is under an unprecedented attack on all fronts. And so in response to that, Alex has fought back with discounts because we appreciate your support. And so we want this to be a win-win situation. To illustrate this, he's marked down a lot of products to $17.76. That means we have massive discounts on many of these. 50% off of Knockout, 55% off Secret 12, that's our vitamin B12 formulation. 55% off Survival Shield X2, that's our nascent iodine. Also, 66% off Silver Bullet. And this is while supplies last, and they are rapidly selling out. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. There are a lot of products that are still on sale. Many of our most popular products are still available, but they're rapidly selling out at these massive discounts. You can get even up to 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food, not just the big sales that we've had from time to time of 30 to 40% off, but now you can put in the code GOBLIN and get up to 50% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's food that is going to keep for 25 years, will stay fresh, and can be resealed even after opening. It's made in the U.S., it is GMO-free, and it is a great deal right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. And let's go back to Dr. Pachinik. Dr. Pachinik, as we're going to break, I said one of the things that really stood out to me, because we've seen a lot of people who have said, well, the thing I like about this is that he's taken off these oppressive rules, these absurd rules of engagement that are getting troops killed, that have sent some to prison. But we don't need rules of engagement if we're fighting a real war. We didn't need those types of rules of engagement when we were fighting the Nazis. We just fought them. The goal was to defeat them. We understood what the goal was. We had a clear definition of what winning meant, and we weren't pulling back any punches. But if you're going to act as a colonial power, and if you're going to occupy somebody, then you've got to have these phony rules of engagement. To me, that seems to be the essence of the problem, that people are talking about, well, whether we should have the rules of engagement or not, or if that's a good thing or not. That shows that we're operating as a colonial power, doesn't it?
Well, basically, the rules of engagement is one smaller element. The real problem is McMaster knows this, Mattis knows this, and I don't think Trump really understands it. Killing people or occupying power is not a strategy. And that never has been a strategy since World War II. This is not a strategy. In World War II, the strategy that was developed by George C. Marshall against against FDR's opinions was simply to say, okay, we will have to build up our army. In order to build up my army from 110,000 to 10 million in 2 to 3 years, which was formidable, the Russians or the Soviet army took over most of our battle on the Western Front, and we fought the battle on the Pacific Ocean so that we could relieve over 150,000 Soviet soldiers to approach again the Western Front. That was a strategy. The rules of engagement, even in World War II, was very simple. You kill or arrest the Nazis. We have taken an immense amount of prisoners of war, but the Soviets came in 40-41, and we couldn't come in until 44 and 45. That was the basic strategy. Here, there is no strategy. 9/11 was an inside job. There was no requirement to go to Iraq. There was no requirement to go to Afghanistan. So why do I berate the generals? Because they're conspiratorial. This is collusive. They should know better to eventually stand up and say, no, we were taken advantage of, or we wanted to take advantage of one way or the other. And they should have said, no, no more wars. We're pulling back. And they should have had the guts or the manlihood and or their position to say, no, we're not going to fight a war that makes no sense. And all we're providing is cannon fodder. Those 8,000 young, brave men and women will be cannon fodder. When you go through the hospitals and you see how many people have been injured and damaged, you know what? If the president thinks that's such a great idea, let him send Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump to the front lines, like I've said, every other president. Let the Bushes send their daughters in, the Clintons send in Chelsea. Let Trump really send in Kushner to the front lines so he can have the advantage of understanding what a bullet means going through his shoulder or his legs, and yes, let him have the opportunity that he's afforded to everybody else to blow up and have post-traumatic stress syndrome after an IED blows up. And then Ivanka can sell all of her material she wants on the front lines of wherever the front lines are in Afghanistan, because there are no front lines. I've been to Afghanistan.
You know, Dr. Pachinik, before you move on, I'm reminded of Kushner at war. Remember when he went out there to meet the troops and he's dressed up in his preppy suit and he's got the Kushner thing across? Let's see if you guys can pull up some of those pictures there. And people were trolling him relentlessly on Twitter, and they're calling it Band of Brooks Brothers and all these other things. It was hilarious, but you could see the resentment on the faces of the troops in the background. Like, who is this guy? Why is he here? And I think they're asking the same question about themselves. Why are we here? And the American people, I think, are asking that same question after 16 years. Why are we here? Trump, for 6 years, he was tweeting out, Ron Paul was right. We got to get out. We got to come back. We got to rebuild America. This is a war that we're not going to win. And then all of a sudden, these generals take him to Camp David the day that Bannon leaves. They take him to Camp David. And we hear the next day, General Mattis says, well, coming in, he had a very different idea, but he's changed now. We're going to give him the weekend to think about how he's going to sell this to the American people. It's like, oh, this is going to be really bad. And it was really bad, wasn't it?
It was terrible. Mattis, number one, wants to portray. You see, each one of these generals are really what I call the prima donna that eventually want to get their books and their movies done. Contrary to Mad Dog, whatever his name, he wants to, you know, self-describe. He's not that intellectually strong. I've had to read his articles, but he's always had two co-writers with him because he's not very literate when it comes to writing an article or his presentation. He goes to the Hoover Institute. Then he sits on the boards and he makes 10 to $20 million, although he corrected his Wikipedia to put $5 million. I have never seen anything in his history that shows he has the capacity to create strategy, to begin a war, to implement a war, or to finish a war in the same way that Marshall did, George Marshall, who never wrote anything about himself. And what does Mad Dog Mattis do? He runs to the television show so they can be a show about him. Then he creates the persona that he's Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius was a brilliant general, was a brilliant thinker. Mattis is an idiot, is a terrible general, and has no idea what he's talking about. When he was a major, he was recruiting Marines in Oregon. Now, give me a break. All of these generals were peacetime generals. So what's happening?
It's a massive bureaucracy, isn't it? And one of the things that you said yesterday.
That's exactly it, David.
We're about out of time, Dr. Pechenik, but I wanted to go back to something you said yesterday. We've only got about 30 seconds left. The real ISIS, you said, was created by the CIA. We need to remember that. We can't say that enough. ISIS and Al-Qaeda were creations of the CIA. Why are we doing there, fighting them?
Because the military-industrial complex, of which he is part of, Clapper, who claims that Trump's not fit, he's a total whore of the system. Clapper had conflicts of interest up and down the line while he was DNI and NGA. He was a neo-special.
All right, we're out of time. Got to cut you off. We got a heartbreak. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Steve Pechenik. You can find him at stevepechenik.com. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back with Lionel.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Things don't change much, do they? Powers keep on lying and people keep on dying. We've got Lionel joining us now to talk about Trump's U-turn in Afghanistan. We were just talking to Dr. Steve Pachinik. I'm going to get Lionel's take on this. And, of course, Lionel is an Emmy Award-winning television news decoder and legal analyst, a licensed trial lawyer, and a former prosecutor. And I would add, he has the most awesomeness vocabulary in the business. But Lionel, as a logo dataless, I'm sure you've got a better word for that. You can also find him on LionelMedia.com and on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you for joining us, Lionel.
No, thank you. Thank you, David, for this incredible venture of yours. And by the way, congratulations. Let's hear it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And tell Alex, thank you. But Alex is out of his mind when he comes to this notion of supporting this president when it comes to Afghanistan. And Dr. Pachinik and you have been spot on. Now, let me just remind you, I have a YouTube channel, which is thanks to people like you, is growing metastatically at Lionel Nation. And I've been through this, but I want to go through it right now and explain this very, very simple. The other night, when the president spoke, I could have sworn it was like almost like Jeremiah Denton saying, listen, I've got to say this. Because somebody came to him and said, listen, DT, I don't know what you're talking about. You want to talk about building the wall? That's terrific. You mentioned a little bit about, at one point, he was talking to Bobby Kennedy about maybe looking into vaccines and autism. Okay, fine. But if you think that you're getting out of Afghanistan, you're out of your mind. It is the Saudi Arabia of lithium. Let me remind you something. I'm a consummate note taker. I think this very, very seriously, as you can tell. And I've got my legal pad, so that means something, I guess. June 13th, 2010, look this up, an article by James Risen, New York Times. June 13th, $1 trillion in untapped mineral deposits, iron, copper, cobalt, gold, lithium. Internal Pentagon memo, the Saudi Arabia of lithium. They said we're going to transform it into the biggest mining center in the world. Not to mention this, there you go. God, you.
And the lithium is not just to tranquilize us, it's to make car batteries because they're pushing everybody towards electric batteries. Yes. Lithium is a key component. And so they're going to ground zero. That's why they're, you always follow the money. We said that the other day. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul, when he's live tweeting on this, said, we're there for the minerals because it's not just lithium either. As you point out, it's the Saudi Arabia of lithium, but it's also the rare earth minerals that are there as well.
Exactly. Well, that's Africa. And remember what the great Gerald Celente said. He said, what would have been the chances of our ever going into Iraq if their major export was broccoli? Now listen, we can stop. No, this is nonsense. Now also, you're talking about the Russians at one particular time did an estimate where they guesstimated about 5 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Not to mention the geopolitical propinquity to Iran and Russia and the pipeline. But here's what happened. They came in one day, they said, Trump, sit down. And he said, who are you? And I'm imagining this. He says, it doesn't matter who I am. I'm the deep state. I'm the shadow government. I'm your worst nightmare. Let me tell you something. Remember one thing. Did you notice in the paper the other day there was this article that said Secret Service having a hard time finding the money to protect you and your family? That's a shot across the bow. Do you get the hint?
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
And we do this to Barack Obama, too. Remember when Barack Obama all of a sudden was in the elevator in the White House and said, who's that guy with a gun? Oh, gee, I don't know. Maybe an errant visitor. I remember the time when George W. Bush was out riding his bike in Virginia and all of a sudden they had Washington on a lockdown. And this is to teach you a lesson. That's number one. Number two. Yes. They're coming after you right now with impeachment. You got Mueller and that wildcat, that strange, out-of-control grand jury. You've got that dingbat crazy, the lady with the bad wig. You got Maxine Waters and the equally breathtakingly incoherent Nancy Pelosi, who are breathing down your throat for impeachment. Then you've got perhaps maybe talking about a Section 8 and 25th Amendment removal. You have everybody is jumping ship. You've lost Bannon. You've lost, they're after Manafort. They're after your kids. And you got that creepy Simon Law there. What the hell's the matter with you with Jared Kushner? What are you, Brooks Brothers, band of Brooks Brothers. Amazingly, you're walking outside. You can't even look at the eclipse. You're the only person on the face of the earth who can't get this right. You got to put the glasses on. Now let me explain something. You are going to go out there and you're going to get five incredibly vague points. Number one, you're going to tell people, "Oh, and I love this." What did they say? This? Oh, the principled realism. What the hell does that mean? Principled realism. Number one, this was it, David. Number one. No timeline.
Yeah,
you can stop right there. Hey, David, we want you to do this new job in the morning for Alex about payment. Well, we have no guidelines as to payment. You're out the door.
And we don't know exactly when it's going to start. And we can't say when we've succeeded either. We don't have any definition of winning. Succeeding. But we're just going to be there forever. Yeah.
Succeeding? Let me explain to me. Then he says, we're going to use all elements of power. Thank you very much. What is it? What would Jared Kushner come up with that abuse? Number three, get tough on Pakistan. What? Pakistan? See, every time you do this, David Froom taught us this. When he said, and the axis of evil is Iraq, Iran, and North Korea, might have been North Dakota. What the hell are you talking about? Then he says, here's the best part. We're going to get Pakistan, which basically ISI, that's our CIA, and then we're going to get India against an enemy? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? And finally, he said, we're going to expand authorities. This was a hostage video. Now, look, it comes down to...
Yeah, I'm wondering, you're talking about Pakistan. I mean, this sounds an awful lot like Cambodia and Vietnam, doesn't it? I go back and say, you know, 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't have a plan. Next stop, Afghanistan. I mean, this is like a 1960s rerun. You know, Matt Drudge said, I went back to black and white because I'm kind of getting this Cold War feeling again. And it's like, yeah, it's feeling like it's either late 1950s or the early 1960s, isn't it?
Did you see that picture you just put up there of Trump with the generals? See, something happens right there. Okay, see what happens right there? And I think Dr. Pachenik might know something about it. Some weird kind of Pavlovian obeisance, some patellar obeisance to, this is like a skeleton key to our critical thinking. We see generals and we go nuts. We just say, I'm proud to be an American. Stop playing that song. I'm proud to be an American. It doesn't mean I'm a lemming. It doesn't mean I'm just some kind of a sap who all of a sudden sits there and refers to my commander-in-chief. And by the way, he's not my commander-in-chief. I'm not in the military. He's not my commander-in-chief. Now, what happens is that you've got these people. You've got Mad Dog Mattis, who's a neocon sellout. What are you doing? Do you understand this? And look, you gotta hand it to Trump. God bless this man. He brought in Twitter. He basically denuded the world of CNN. I mean, you talk about a skeleton budget. They're on the verge of being eclipsed by him. But what's happening right now is that we have got to stop this. And you've got to understand that to be an American and to be a Trumper, you do not have to be this mindless acolyte. Now listen. I wanted to, you know, I was doing a radio show the other day and some woman, bless her heart, called up and said, well, at least we're getting the gold and the cobalt for us. No, we're not getting it for us. It's not going into the treasury. It's not going into some warehouse in Washington or Bethesda. It's going to Washington. It's going to the central banksters. We're not getting this. We're not getting any of this nonsense. And
they're going to be meeting in Jackson Hole. I imagine like Lindsey Graham, they're going to be doing the Macarena, right? All of them are so happy, the bankers and the generals and the neocons. I mean, Lindsey Graham is ecstatic over this. And you're not seeing CNN complaining about this. What's CNN complaining about? They're complaining about Confederate monuments everywhere. They're not complaining about the war that is burning us down and killing our people.
I got to tell you this one. You're going to love this one, David. All of a sudden, everybody wake up and say, guess what? I'm a Civil War expert. You are? You lay tile. But I'm a Civil War expert today. And I say, okay, so I'm here in New York, and I meet these people all the time who are these profoundly ignorant...
Hang on to that story because we've got to come up with a break, and it sounds like there's a great punchline coming up there, Lionel. Thank you so much. And we're going to be right back with Lionel. And you can find him at Lionel Nation on YouTube, lionelmedia.com. We'll be right back with him. Great comments, Lionel. Thank you.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit
InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex. A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and as you hear the theme from The Great Escape, how do we escape from this prison that they've put us in? Well, part of the escape is to understand that you're in prison, to understand that you're a slave. And of course, what we see happening with the Civil War monuments, and Lionel is our guest. He was just getting ready to talk about that. That's designed to keep you away from solving your problems right now, to keep you away from getting free. We're trying to break through this information embargo, this prison that they keep us in, and the key part of that is having free speech. So we appreciate you standing with us. And in response to that, we have put up a massive sale. And, of course, also in response to the attacks on InfoWars from John Oliver to BuzzFeed and Stephen Colbert and others, we put out an unprecedented sale to counteract these unprecedented attacks and to thank you for your support. We have sold out of many products. BrainForce Plus is sold out. Myco ZX is sold out, but we still have DNA Force. It's rapidly selling out. We have a 20% discount on that. It's a massive savings just with 20%. But we have other products like Silver Bullet, 66% off. We also have Knockout at 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 55% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. All these are rapidly selling out. Take a look at the sale that we have at InfoWars Store, our BuzzFeed Mega Special, plus free shipping. Major, major savings. We've never had this big a sale on InfoWars Select Storable Food. And when you look at a big, heavy product like that, to have free shipping and 30 to 40% discount off of that, plus an additional 10%, if you put in the code Goblin, you can get it for 50% off. That storable food, good for 25 years, and even after you open it, it is resealable. It's all GMO-free, made in the U.S. Many fine products you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support. Act now before this sale is over. Free shipping on all these items. Okay, Lionel, we were talking just before we went to the break. We started to get into the crazy stuff about the Civil War. I mean, we've even got ESPN saying, we're going to not let an Asian announcer do the University of Virginia game because his name is Robert Lee. So they shut down. You talk about insane political correctness. I tweeted out earlier today, it's like Antifa and the establishment now have these straw men, you know, this idea that these Aboriginals would make a straw man and then they beat their chest and tear it apart because it's very easy to tear apart. But now our straw men are made out of bronze and marble, aren't they? And it's to give these people a sense of power, a sense of moral superiority, a sense that in some way they're free, even though they don't know that they're still slaves to the establishment, to these corrupt corporations that control their information and control them.
Now, Dan,
your comments.
Listen, first of all, it's great to be here on Real News versus Fake News, number one. Number two, you know that there's a ringer. As we used to say in professional wrestling in the days of Gordon Sully and the Best, we used to say, this is a work. Come on, yanking the guy named Stephen Lee. I don't care if it's Pinky Lee, London Lee, Johnny Lee, looking for all places. Sarah Lee, Sandra Lee.
Yeah, they could get Sarah Lee out of there too, right? Wasn't she the daughter of him? I don't know. But.
Karen, this is beautiful, but I got to tell you this one. You're going to love this story. As you know, I'm here in New York, and if you ever met an obnoxious Hollywood type, you ever met one of these people? They make me sick.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather lick a belt sander or drink eight than hang around one of these people. But the worst of the worst of the worst are the Broadway types. The producers, mm-hmm. They make me sick because not only do they think they're better than you, they're in the theater. They're in the theater, the proscenium, the theater. So anyway, so I've got these faux tin horn esthete wannabes. So the day I said, hey, by the way, and I've got these people, I said, I sure like what you said about the Civil War. Well, thank you, Brooklyn types. And you know what? You got me thinking. And I'm going to be boycotting too. Yeah, I said, yeah. And guess where I'm starting? Hamilton, the musical. I said, Hamilton, not only was he a slave owner and a holder, he was an apologist. And when he married Elizabeth Schuyler, a.k.a. Eliza, he basically shut his mouth because he wanted to move up the ranks, and he's not going to ruffle any feathers. And that's it. You look at it right there. And when they had the New York chapter of the manumission, you know, where you manumit or release your slaves, he showed up for like two meetings and said, I'm not going to get involved in this. So you're right. He said, wait a minute. No, I said, no, you got me right. It's going to be that. And I'm going after everybody and the Egyptian slaves. And I want that out of there. And I want Williamsburg shut down. Here in New York, you're going to love this one today. We have a woman, David. You think that Robert E. Lee story, ESPN is funny? We have a woman here named Melissa Mark Viverito. Okay, she is the speaker of the New York City Council. This is the woman who, by the way, wanted to promote the leader of the FALN to mark in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. He's a terrorist. He killed people. I know. I'm not making this up. So anyway, so she says, you know, I was thinking we have Columbus Circle that's been here since what 1905. The Columbus Circle Joe Colombo was shot there, too. A little bit of history. Colombo, Columbus, do the math. But anyway, so she says, and we're thinking we're going to be, because there you go. God, you people are fast. I can think this, and you've got it up. So anyway, so get this. Melissa Mark Viverito is going to take on the Italians in New York for Columbus. Now, let me say, get a ringside ticket. This isn't, this, no, 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 no. This isn't somebody in Charlottesville that said, okay, we'll take, you know, leave, whatever. Oh, no, right. No. We've got the Columbus Day Parade. It is huge. And you've got some wonderful, proud Italian Americans of every stripe there is who don't take kindly to you going after this. So I say, keep it up. Now listen, it comes down.
I can just see what they're going to be doing, Lionel. Well, these guys, when they hear about this, they're going to say, they're going to put their hand around, I'm going to have to shoot you if you keep that up.
Forget about it. No, no shooting. No.
Yeah, forget about it.
But here is the thing that is the most amazing. Look, these are the times, and I want everybody to understand this. Number one, I want you to buy 10 products, anything Alex sells. I don't care if you're a 98-year-old woman, buy the testosterone booster, just buy it. Just buy it. Because it, I mean, I'm telling you something, it's a war, and you only know you're over the target because you're taking flak. That's number one. Number two, it is critical for us to keep up this notion that 9/11 and the official story is beyond mythical, because they keep going back to that. And yes, somehow, through some weird machination, I guess, Afghanistan has to do with 9/11. Now, we've got to put this to bed. So that means, remember the great words of Gore Vidal, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I'm a conspiracy analyst. And I was here that dreaded Tuesday. But we have got to say, stop. You want to talk about 9/11? Get ready. We're ready. And the great Hunter S. Thompson said, when the going gets weird, the weird turn pro. And it's time to turn pro, my friend.
Well, you know, we were in Afghanistan because we had guys in caves fly these planes into two buildings, and three of them fell down their footprint. We've never seen that with a skyscraper, a steel skyscraper before or since. So, you know, that's why we're there, right? And we had Trump buy into all of this stuff, and just as Steve Pachinik was saying, come on, we created Al-Qaeda, we created ISIS, and we created this phony thing to change our laws, the Patriot Act, and everything else. Go ahead.
Do me a favor. I know you're stupid. Pull me up one picture, just one picture of Flight 93, Shanksville. This is my favorite. I'll just start with this. I've got one exhibit, Your Honor, for my trial. Just one exhibit, just one picture. Would you bring up Flight 93, Shanksville? Little dimpled, little, it looks like they're barbecuing a pig, little dimpled, pockmarked, little steam, couple of fire. Here we go. One question. Where's the plane? Where's the plane? What is, look at this. Look at this. Stop. Do they think we're stupid? I saw a picture of Obama and his wife standing there at a memorial to what? 8 miles away, New Baltimore, Indian Lake. What is, let's roll the BS. There's nothing there. Now, here's the story.
Yeah, and he's on the cell phone talking to somebody, not his wife, but talking to an operator for a very long time from the plane. Have you tried that? Have you tried that 15 years ago?
5 feet off the ground. I'm saying, what is this going on? Hello, what is it? I'm on the plane.
No, I know, exactly.
Do they think, and not only that, we've got, let me tell you something. We've got the Pentagon, which is still a great one. This guy, Tony Hanjour. How did they know his name? Did he say, by the way, for posterity's sake, this is Tony Hanjour. I'm the pilot. H-A-N. Yeah, I'm the guy who tried to get the plane to rent it, but nobody would give it to me. I'm going to do a 330-degree arc. I'm going to drop 7,000 feet, fly 6 feet off the ground, leave a 12-foot hole with no plane there either. And not person is says, well, that's, and I'm proud to be an American. Would you stop this?
It would be funny if they hadn't completely reordered our society on that basis and sent us into multiple wars that we're still involved in 16 years later. That's insane. Absolutely. We don't have any more time. We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. And you can find Lionel at Lionel Nation on YouTube and LionelMedia.com and on Twitter at Lionel Media. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't do it.
being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. War on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. Here is the news. Tomorrow we're going to have all the central bankers in the world are going to be meeting in Jackson Hole. And what kind of a hole are they going to be creating for us financially? We'll find out tomorrow as they meet. Meanwhile, we've had a not guilty verdict in the Bunkerville retrial. We had four defendants there who are being retried for the protests that occurred there at the washout in 2014. And out of the 40 charges, they were found not guilty on all but four, and on those charges, it was a hung jury, 11 for acquittal, and only one person hanging out for conviction. So the question remains, will the government continue to push that for these defendants? This is their second trial, and will they push for these trials? But two individuals were found not guilty on all charges. It's very interesting to see this happen because the judge there was incredibly biased. And earlier in the program, we talked to Sherry Duvalle of Redoubt News. She was there covering the trial every day, every minute of it. And the things that that judge did to demonize the people there and to exonerate and to shut down any discussion of anything that the BLM was doing before, after, or during the standoff there, finally got through to the jury. It was so obvious, the bias and the essentially just jumping the shark there. It got through to the jury, I think, and they shut that down. So we'll see what happens with that in the future. As we pointed out, Donald Trump was in Phoenix last night. He had a number of major pronouncements. We've talked to Lionel and Dr. Steve Pachinik in the last hour about Afghanistan. He didn't talk too much about Afghanistan last night, but he did have some things to say. He said that he's going to get the wall built. If the Congress will not fund it, he will work for a government shutdown if they will not move forward with the wall. He also said he will probably end NAFTA. He said it's such a bad trade agreement. He said they're trying to renegotiate it now, but he said, frankly, it's such a bad trade agreement, I don't think we're going to be able to arrive at a new version of NAFTA, but we'll see. He also had some things to say about the two senators from Arizona, Senator Jeff Flake and John McCain. When it came to McCain, he said, I've been told not to say anything, not to name any names, but we came so close to doing something about Obamacare, but there was just one vote, and we all know who that was. It was John McCain, and the crowd started chanting his name in derision. He also had some swipes at Jeff Flake, but he also did say that Sheriff Arpaio, just as we were talking about the rigged jury, the crooked judge in the Bunkerville case trying to rig the jury against him, in the case of Sheriff Joe Arpaio, there wasn't a jury. And that was because this politicized prosecution from the Obama administration was so rigged that the judge who was accusing him and eventually convicted him of criminal contempt of her orders not to enforce any immigration laws would not allow a jury. And so Donald Trump certainly knew that. He said he should have had a jury, but I'll make a prediction. He'll be just fine, implying that he's going to pardon him. But I won't do it tonight, because I don't want to cause any controversy. Meanwhile, we have the Fusion GPS CEO, the people who are behind the dirty dossier that was floated around to intimidate Donald Trump as he was taking office. And of course, when we talk about that term dossier, doesn't that sound very prestigious when we call it dossier? It was just a dirty, fictitious file. There was absolutely nothing to it, but it was part of the intimidation by the deep state of Donald Trump as he was beginning to take office. Now, Glenn Simpson, the key figure behind this and the man who heads Fusion GPS, which has been at the center of so much of this skull and dagger stuff that's been done by the Democrats, he is now going to be talking to the Senate Judiciary Committee today. Will be interesting to see what happens in this questioning as they expose this nonsense. And we hope to get some testimony about Christopher Steele, who has also been deposed in Great Britain, the guy who then floated that around. And, of course, it came back to Senator John McCain, who was shopping that around in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm David Knight on this Wednesday, August 23rd, 2017. And you know, the real news is really crazy. You know, many people say, there's nothing, fiction cannot be as strange as reality, and we continue to see that when we look at even reality dramas. Or one of my favorite shows to watch is Washington's Spies. It's called Turn. And they have a fictional stream in it, but they also have some real streams in it. And the ones that are real, the things that happen to the real people, those are the ones that are really crazy. The stuff when they have a fictional character, they can always arrange that to have the kind of ending that you want to see. But what happens to the real people is not necessarily what you want to see. Take a look at this today. For example, we have a story by Paul Joseph Watson out of Germany. A journalist gets a 6-month suspended sentence for criticizing Islam. That is now hate speech, to show a World War II picture. Pull up that article and show people this picture here. He put up on Facebook a picture of the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem during World War II shaking hands with Adolf Hitler. And he criticized them for that. Well, we're not allowed to criticize people for shaking hands with Hitler. And what he said was he previously campaigned against the construction of a mega mosque in Munich. He posted that photo of a on Facebook of a Nazi shaking hands with the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem during World War II. It's accompanied by a passage of text in which he said Islam is a fascist ideology. Political correctness has long prevented this fact from being openly stated. He went on to compare the Quran to Hitler's Mein Kampf. For this thought crime, he was slapped with a 6-month suspended jail sentence and 100 hours of community service. One of the things we need to understand, as we see people like McMaster telling us that the jihadis, and of course he will not allow the term radical Islamic terrorism to be used in the Trump administration. If you say that, you will be driven out of the Trump administration by H.R. McMaster. He also just endorsed a book that suggests that when people are offended in Islamic countries, that there be a ceremony where they present them with a new copy of the Quran in a public ceremony, kiss the Quran, and give it to them. So maybe we should call him Imam McMaster, or maybe we should call him the Quran kisser. But this is a guy who is an apologist for Islam. And he says these are not people following the religion. He knows more about it than the people who are shouting Allahu Akbar. But the fundamental issue that we're looking at here is the fact that Islam is not simply a religion. It is a political movement. A key part of that religion that McMaster doesn't want you to think about is the fact that they're looking for a worldwide caliphate, a worldwide government. And if they don't have that, that is a repudiation of what the Prophet Muhammad said would happen. And so it is as much a political organization. That's why the comparison to the Nazis is really spot on, because it is a political movement as much as it is a religious movement. When you want to talk about the separation of church and state, you are not going to get that with Islam. That is a repudiation of Islam. It's why they call the terrorists fundamentalists, because they get back to the text. They understand what this is about, even if McMaster is going to try to gaslight you on this issue. Here's an example. In Saudi Arabia, a teenager has been arrested for dancing the Macarena on a Saudi street. This is a 14-year-old boy that they have now arrested. This is something that went viral on Twitter, and you can see, pull this up and hit the play. There you go. Now, if he were to do that in the United States, he would be bullied on the internet. But instead, in Saudi Arabia, he is arrested by the religious police. He's being questioned. Being questioned by religious police accused of, quote, improper public behavior in Jeddah, because you cannot dance the Macarena in Jeddah. This is absolutely amazing. You cannot make this stuff up. And then here's something that is really sick. We have a transgender child reveals himself or herself in a kindergarten class. Now, let me tell you what's going on with this, folks. They are grooming our government schools are grooming these children for pedophilia. There is absolutely no reason that in kindergarten class, the government should be talking to your children about any kind of sex. It's just not appropriate. I didn't go to kindergarten. My mom didn't put me in school until the first grade. But why are we having kindergartners being taught about sex by our government, unless they're trying to create a brave new world? And that's precisely what they're trying to do. Go back and read it. That is exactly what these people are trying to do. Keep them preoccupied in this kind of hedonistic society where they don't pay any attention to what the government is doing. Anybody that does start to get an idea, anybody that does start to pay attention, anyone who asks questions or speaks up will get the 1984 treatment. But the vast number of people in our society are going to get the Brave New World treatment. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. This is a story by Kit Daniels. You'll find it on newswars.com, our new site that I think it's a great looking site. It looks like a newspaper. Very clean design, sister site to Infowars.com. And on NewsWars, we have this story from Kit. A transgender student revealed her true gender during a controversial sex education session in a kindergarten class. Parents were outraged, as they should be. And one of the parents said, "My daughter came home crying and shaking, so afraid that she could turn into a boy. Why are they playing these kinds of games with children?" And again, it's because they want to create by doing these transgender games, they want to create the impression that these children can decide on their own, not only that they're going to be a boy or the girl and they know all about sex at a kindergarten age, but they want to create the impression that these children, if they can decide what sex they are, they can also decide whether they want to have sex. So we remove the idea of consent. We've always said that children cannot consent because they don't have the maturity to decide this. And we've put that age of consent at a fairly high level. We have people getting charged with statutory rape because they had adults who had sex with children who were underage. And yet these are kids in kindergarten. So they want to get rid of pedophilia, so they want to get rid of the idea of consensual sex between adults. And that will enable them to do that. That is a very serious issue. Also, I want to take a look at, and this is kind of a strange topic here, but let's talk about rhino horns for a minute, okay? Rhino horns. Now, it's been told that it can cure cancer, it can cure hangovers, it can be an aphrodisiac. It sells on the black market. A rhino horn could cost $300,000. And it has resulted in many rhinos becoming endangered. They're very concerned because poachers, and because there are certain countries, Asian countries like Vietnam and others, where they believe that a rhino horn can do all these magical things for people. And so it's driven demand, and the demand has gone out, turned into poaching. However, there is a private breeder who is in South Africa, and he has the world's largest herd of rhinoceroses, okay? He's got more than 1,500 rhinos. And he's been collecting their horns for quite some time because you can cut off the horn and it will regrow, just like a sheep. You can shear a sheep, you can get wool from it, and then the sheep grows the wool back again. And the rhinos grow their horns back again. And so he's been breeding them in private. He's got 1,500 of them. And guess what? If you want to address the issue of endangered species, you might want to start letting a market develop for that. And they have done that. They have now, he took them to court. He's got 1,100 pounds of rhino horns. I have no idea how much money that is, but if it's going for $300,000 a horn, that's got to be a stack of cash. He took this to court in South Africa, and he won. He won over the weekend, and so now he's going to have an auction in South Africa of these rhino horns. Now, the activists are saying these legal sales could fuel illegal hunting. I don't think so. We don't have sheep on the endangered species because they are being raised. The same thing will happen with the rhinos if we allow a market to exist. And that should tell you something about our insane prohibitions, or everything from drugs to other issues. Why do we always make every problem worse? Well, it's because the government wants control. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have joining us Dr. Shiva Iyadure, and he was at the Boston Free Speech Rally.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products like DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR, lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Enjoy all-natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to be interviewing Dr. Shiva Iyadure in the next segment. He was one of the people who spoke in Boston. One of the, and I've heard different numbers of the people who were there. Some people said it was about 300, and I told my wife, I said, that reminds me of Thermopylae. The 300 standing against an army that wanted to destroy them. Those who came out and they said, let's fight the right. And these people bravely stood for their First Amendment rights against tens of thousands of angry protesters, many of them violent. There were many arrests. At least 33 people were arrested. They were throwing bottles of urine at the police. The police had to escort the people who bravely stood up for free speech. But they were not, no attention was paid to them. They were prohibited from having media coverage. Nobody congratulated them. Even President Trump said, I'm glad we had a peaceful rally. I'm glad that these Antifa people were peaceful. Well, what about the people who stood up for the First Amendment? Is it a good thing when tens of thousands of people can intimidate a few who want to speak for, have free speech? Is that something we should celebrate? Should we celebrate media censorship of what they're having to say? The fact that they were able to keep all the media away from these people? Well, we're going to talk to him about what happened at that rally. He is also running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, so we wanted to talk to him about that as well. And we're going to go to a report from Joe Biggs, who was at that Boston Free Speech Rally. He was one of the 300, let's say, who stood against that tyranny, and he filed a report on that. So we're going to go to that in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the sales, the BuzzFeed mega specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. It's up for a limited time, and it's about to end. We've had many products that have already sold out. We have to keep some things in reserve for the people who are on AutoShip. If you want to sign up for AutoShip for any of these products that you use on a regular basis, you can do that. and guarantee that you will get it shipped on the interval that you choose. And if you select an order that is more than, that is $50 or more, then you will get free shipping for those auto ship products as well. But right now you can go to InfoWarsStore.com and you can get free shipping. That's what we're offering. And we have a lot of items that are on discount. Up to 66% discounts on many items. We have Silver Bullet that is 66%. We have DNA Force, which is 20%. But that is a massive savings in terms of dollar amounts because that is a premium product. We have Knockout that is selling out very quickly, 50% off retail. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is also selling out. It's 55% off the normal price. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. And we also have our InfoWars Select Storable Foods that are up to 50% off with a coupon. Remember, we have free shipping. So a 30 to 40% savings is what we've had, the most we've had in the past. Now you can get that with free shipping and an additional 10% off. You can get up to 50% off with the coupon code GOBLIN. So take advantage of that. Get 50% off this storable food that'll last for 25 years. It is resealable even after you open it. And it is GMO-free, made in the USA. You can get InfoWars Select Storable Food up to 50% off and free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Even things like our new product, our brand new product, Super Blue Mouthwash, which has no fluoride but has nano silver. It has the good halogen, iodine, and it has many other natural ingredients in it. You can get that at an introductory price of $17.76. That's 11% off the retail price. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, and we do appreciate your support. That's what allows us to add shows like this show in the morning that airs from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, 9 to 12 on the East Coast. And well, let's go to the report from Joe Biggs. And again, we're going to have Dr. Shiva Ayadure is going to be joining us in the next segment. But here's Joe Biggs on the Boston Free Speech Rally.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Joe Biggs with InfoWars.com. Now, if you heard about the rally this past weekend in Boston that I spoke at, you probably heard it was going to be a gathering a lot like this.
Can you see?
Not too good. I mean, if I don't move my head, I can see you pretty good, more or less. But when I start riding, the bag's moving all over, and I'm riding blind.
I just made mine worse.
But instead, it was more a whole bunch of this.
The establishment is what's infested with racists, not us. I don't see any racists here. I see black people, I see Chinese people, I see people of all different spectrums here. Hillary Clinton stereotyped and mocked my people, Indians. You can go see the YouTube video in a very offensive manner. Just go look at it. She mocked Mahatma Gandhi, who's one of the icons of Indians. She's the one who has never denounced Robert Byrd. Has she?
No.
Robert Byrd is a member of the KKK, a white supremacist, and it's absolutely unacceptable that a group who lynched black people and hanged them from trees is put on a statue. Is that right? Has anyone ever denounced Hillary? Has anyone asked anybody why Hillary Clinton shares a stage with them?
I still believe that not too far into the future, love will be our greatest currency. And debt will be addressed with benevolence.
Yes.
Because the only real debt that we have is what we owe to ourselves.
And see, none of you were actually even able to see that because Mayor Matty Walsh and the police commissioner of Boston didn't allow any type of media into the event. After about 40 people were let in, they stopped letting people come in that actually wanted to go listen to the speakers. Why? Because they wanted to control the narrative. They wanted to look like it was a very minuscule event with nobody to show up. Just a bunch of racists inside of a gazebo sitting out there while 40,000 people were rallying against white supremacy, rallying against hate, rallying against bigotry. They didn't want the media to cover that because they didn't want you to see that there weren't any white supremacists, that it wasn't a racist rally, that it was a rally talking about how unified America actually really is, about how America needs to stand up for free speech for all people. But yet the left just wants to demonize everybody on the right. They're now going to use the events that unfolded in Charlottesville and the fact that a young woman was killed as a way to label everybody on the right as literally Hitler and to shut down our free speech. We've already been getting shut down on every front on social media. Now it's an attempt to shut down all of our rallies across the country. We have to stand up. We have to show everybody we're unified. And we can't fall into the playbook of the left, the Saul Alinsky tactics, to put us on the defensive. Now we have to almost entirely come out and go, well, we're not racist. We don't stand for that. We're not KKK. We're not Nazis. You know, and I have to, and I feel like I have to continue to go, hey, I'm married to a Guyanese woman here. And that's what they want. They want us to be with our backs against the wall in the defensive mode instead of being on the forefront, the tip of the spear, fighting our way through. That's why we have to continue to hold more rallies. Now, it's important that we talk about this because, look, I'm shocked as hell. The Boston Globe actually wrote a truthful article, a free speech rally minus the free speech, an article up by Jeff Jacoby of the Boston Globe. He says, if one line captured the essence of Saturday's Boston Common rally and counter-protest...
All right, and we have to go to a break. You can see the rest of that report on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. A great report by Joe Biggs, stood as one of the 300 or so against the oppressors who wanted to shut down free speech. We're going to be talking to Dr. Shiva Ayadure. He was one of the speakers there. When we come back from break, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out 3 things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number 1, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number 2, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number 3, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We have someone joining us today who did a revolutionary act. This last weekend, he told the truth. He actually stood up for free speech. And he's been demonized across the political spectrum. He and the others there, as I point out, I don't know how many people were in Boston at the free speech rally talking about the importance of free speech. They were demonized by everyone as Nazis, as Ku Klux Klan members. And they knew they were going to be demonized by that. They made sure that they didn't have anyone like that at the rally. They had 40,000 people, however, show up, say, we're going to fight the right. And they got very violent. And yet, in spite of this, this small group of people, maybe there were 300. I saw that in one of the reports. We'll talk to Dr. Ayadure and see how many people were there. But, you know, it reminded me, I told my wife, of Thermopylae, where you have the 300 who stand against the massive army to defend what is important. And what they were standing for there was freedom of speech. So joining us now is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Let me tell you a little bit about him. I've talked to him in the past about some of the technological issues that he was working on. He's the inventor of email and polymath. He holds 4 degrees from MIT. He's a world-renowned systems scientist and inventor, a Fulbright scholar. And I've got a whole sheet here of the many awards that he has won in the U.S. and in India, where he's originally from. Today, he is the chairman and the CEO of a company called Cytosolve that provides a revolutionary platform for modeling complex diseases as well as discovering multi-combination therapeutics. So we're not going to talk about the technical issues here. We're going to talk to him about this free speech rally. We're going to talk to him about the fact that he is now running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren. And as you just saw there, he said, let's put a real Indian in the Senate, because he's from India. And she has said in the past that she has Indian ancestry. She looks about as white as anybody you're going to ever see. And, of course, she's been ridiculed by Donald Trump and others as Pocahontas. But he is, you can find his website about his Senate run at Shiva for Senate. That's S-H-I-V-A, the number 4, and Senate.com. So Shiva4Senate.com, or you can go to VASHIVA.com. So joining us today is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Ayadure.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk a little bit about this rally there. We saw a little bit of a clip from Joe Biggs, who was also at that rally. And as he pointed out, they were blocking the media from reporting what was actually going on there, because they've got their own little false narrative that there's, I guess, people walking around there with Ku Klux Klan hoods and so forth and Nazi flags, which did not happen. But they would like for people to think that so they can go out and feel morally superior about the fact they're protesting you, the 40,000 people that were there. So they put a complete blackout on showing pictures of you guys or any of the speech that went out there. Tell us what that rally was like.
Well, here's the background, David. You know, before we went to the rally, I was invited to almost a month and a half ago. And, you know, I get invited to a lot of events, scientific events, speaking events. And we obviously agreed to go because it was done by young high school students and college students. And the intention of it was to really support free speech across a full spectrum of dialogue. And the students were really concerned that in America, we were limiting dialogue into a very narrow silo. So I was very appreciative of what they were doing. And I think it's very important that young people get involved, in governance. So that was the understanding. After Charlottesville, what happened, David, was that the politicians, Charlie Baker, the Never Trumper, and Marty Walsh, who's up for re-election, both of them are, were jumping over themselves, one-upping themselves to try to show how much they were against racism and white supremacy. And they were essentially telling people that this was a Nazi event, a white supremacist event, no one should go. And unfortunately, the permit did get issued for the event. And then in spite of the permit being issued, they were still sending calls out that people should not go. And the reality at the day of the event was they executed what they really wanted to do, which was to block freedom of press. You know, in the gazebo, people look at the center. There was a fence around it. About 100 of us had gotten permits to go in there. Outside of that was a second concentric circle, which is where the press and our supporters were supposed to be. And the night before this, it was clearly made clear no Klansmen, no swastikas, no hooded people were allowed. These students were really about free speech, not about, right-wing white supremacy on either side. But what ended up happening was the press was not allowed in. The supporters were not allowed in. And so we were essentially caught in a birdcage in there. And it was essentially us and the police, David, against 40,000 people. And the administration...
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. And in retrospect, those of us who went in there, with all due respect, stood up for one of the most important principles of this country,
yes,
is freedom of the press. In my talk, David, I also pointed out that freedom of press does not include slander or libel or false statements. As you know, this is what Gawker Media did, which I sued and I won successfully against them. Freedom of press means in the open market, all thoughts are discussed. If you say false statements, if you say libelous stuff, be ready that you may get sued. So we really define this in the broadest scope. In that gazebo, David, where, as you notice, we said Black lives do matter. You know, we wanted to really bring this issue. Look, we're not saying Black lives don't matter. They do matter. Let's move on now. We talked about against Monsanto. We talked about free speech. But I think the most important thing, David, that this was premeditated. They didn't want people to hear, particularly what I had to say about Hillary Clinton. She's the one who used the term super predator to refer to black children. They didn't want us to hear about Jimmy Carter, who said we need ethically clean neighborhoods. They didn't want us to hear about another white supremacist, Harry Reid, who said the reason people should vote for Obama was he doesn't have a Negro accent. The Democrats are filled with racists. And the academics have narrowed racism down to people who wear pillowcases on their heads and people who have swastikas, by the way, which is an Indian symbol, which is another issue.
Well, they used you as a straw man for their big rally. And the Democrats rally around that. And as you point out, they like to look like they're morally superior. They create these straw men, which is not anything at all what you guys were about. And then they rally against that. As I said earlier, we've got Antifa and the Democrats and their straw men now are made out of bronze and marble, but you guys were used that way at that Boston rally. And one of the things that you mentioned when we had that clip we played from Joe Biggs, you talked also about Hillary Clinton and her connections with Robert Byrd, the guy who was a literal Klansman, and he was very high in the Ku Klux Klan. And they lauded him. I mean, he was a big shot in the Democrat Party, and they lauded him. Even after he died, they had nothing bad to say about him, the Clintons and others. And now we've got the governor of North Carolina going through and saying, we're going to tear down all these Confederate statues. And there was a great headline on one of the sites talking about, they said, North Carolina governor to erase Democrat history. Because that's the truth about all this. Nancy Pelosi's got a list of statues she wants to take out of the Capitol building. And all 10 of them were Democrats, except for Robert E. Lee, who had no political affiliation. But the other 9 were all Democrats. So that's the real history of the Democrat Party that they don't want you to see. They've always been racist, and they're still racist. It's just that they've switched which races they're deceiving at a particular time.
Yeah, I mean, what they wanted to do was they wanted, I mean, in that gazebo, David, in the center, cell phone service was cut out, so we weren't able to Periscope or live YouTube out. This was premeditated because they didn't want people to hear a much more truthful narrative that there's a diversity of opinion in America. And I pointed out in my talk that it's the academics and academia who are controlling these young people these days. They've created very finite sets of thought forms. And if you follow that, you're a good liberal. In many ways, it's moral narcissism. And that's what they've done to this country. And I think what we did, And the fact that we had that video, and as Joe probably shared and the others shared, is we caught them with their pants down. This is going to be very hard for them to walk away from. When we say the real Indian versus a fake Indian, we also mean real versus fake. They create fake news and they hide behind free speech because the big media companies have huge lawyers that if they character assassinate you or me, it's very hard for us to see them.
So that's absolutely amazing. We got to go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to continue this. And I want you to tell us about your Senate run. But the fact that they would shut out the media, that they would shut out any audience, that they would use you as straw men, even shutting down cell phone service so you guys could not get a live broadcast out of there. That's absolutely amazing. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Dr. Shiva Ayadure. And he's going to tell us about his Senate run against Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian. We're going to be talking to the real Indian from India when we come back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Shiva Iyadure, and he was one of the people who braved the 40,000 angry leftists who wanted to shut down free speech. We're going to get back to what he had to say about that. Of course, as he pointed out, this is something that was organized by some university students who were concerned about the fact that free speech no longer exists on the university campus. This is the censorship of the left, and it only got worse this last weekend as they stood there, isolated from the media, isolated from the public. They shut down cell service. They kept the media out. They didn't let any word get out of that, but we saw the Joe Biggs report earlier, and the information is getting out there. They did record some of this. So we're going to talk to him a little bit more about that rally and about how he stood for freedom and the attempts to, I would say, eradicate not just our borders, but our culture, our system of law, our constitution, eradicating our free speech, because that is fundamental to preserving what we have here in America. America isn't about a single race. It's about an idea. And those ideas are individual liberty. And you cannot have individual liberty without having free speech. And so that's what these people are shutting down. It was not a peaceful rally. It was an intimidation of free speech. And there were many people who were arrested there. But we're going to get back to Dr. Iyadure in just a moment. I want to tell you about our specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, that's what funds our operation. That's what allows us to add an additional program, Real News, with yours truly. That begins every morning at 8 a.m. from 8 to 11 before Alex Jones' show, 9 to 12 Eastern Time. And we have a special to thank those of you who have stood with us as we've been attacked from everybody from John Oliver to BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed got our products. They took them to a lab. They said, yeah, this is great stuff. So it kind of backfired on them. And then Alex has taken a lot of those products and reduced them to $17.76, which results in massive discounts off of these products. For example, we have Knockout 50% off. We have Secret 12, vitamin B12, 55% off. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 55% off. Many of the items that we had on this original sale have already sold out, and these other ones are selling out very quickly. So the sale is not going to last very long. You can get also free shipping. So many items discounted 50, 60%, and we've got big item products like Alexa Pro Pure Water Filter and Alexa Pure Breeze, the air filter. Those are expensive products, along with the DNA Force, which is a very expensive product for us to produce, a very rare ingredient in that. Those are 20 to 25% off, so that's a big discount dollar-wise, even though it's not 55, 60%. It is a big discount off that. We have Silver Bullet, 66% off, and InfoWars Select Storable Food. Remember, we have free shipping. And InfoWars Select Storable Food is 30 to 40% off, but if you remember the coupon code GOBLIN, you'll get an additional 10%. You can get 50% off the storable food with free shipping, and that is food that will last for 25 years, made in the USA, GMO-free, and it is resealable once you open it up. We really do thank you for your support. That's what makes this show and others possible in the face of all these attacks. So take a look at those specials while they last at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's get back to Dr. Iyadure. Tell us a little bit more about what happened there, because, you know, we have this kind of crazy notion today. We just saw news that an Asian man named Robert Lee was not going to be allowed by ESPN to cover. He's a broadcaster, a sports broadcaster. He's not going to be allowed to cover the University of Virginia games because of his name, and they admit it. It's simply because of his name. He's Asian, has absolutely no connection whatsoever. So this is the kind of insanity that is happening from the people on the left. Meanwhile, as you pointed out, we got Hillary Clinton and her schmoozing of Robert Byrd, the guy who actually is a KKK guy. And then on CNN, they're continually selling this racist narrative. We got Anderson Cooper, who found out that his parents or his predecessors, his ancestors, owned slaves. One of them killed one of his ancestors. His ancestors owned slaves that were related to Michelle Obama and so forth and so on. Of course it is. We have people who would think
that the guy who's part of the Vanderbilts would ever have had slaves. And we go back to the Civil War. It's always a situation of rich man's war, poor man's fight. But that's the kind of phoniness that they have. They give their own people a pass, and they're the ones who really embrace this stuff. But they demonize all this stuff because they're really coming after the foundations of our culture, of our law, to shut down our free speech. And that's why you guys were there this last weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think, David, you made some very important points. I think the reality of what took place on August 19th, you know, in Boston, is a historic example of how the fake news media works, how the academic elite work. And it's such a stellar example that we have to get this out far and wide to everyone, because it's a great way to educate people that this is not some conspiracy theory people have talked about. This is reality. And the reality is that what took place in that gazebo was 40, 50 people who were in there, by the way, only 100, the permit was for 100, really spoke about the most important issues for humankind. We talked about, you know, we said love, love, love. That's what we talked about. We talked about the need for, you know, truth and understanding to overcome power and privilege. That's what was talked about there. We talked about that, you know, the fact that if we're going to move history forward, that we need to really focus on truth, and we need to help people understand that the academic elite are misteaching people. You know, I talked about the fact that if you write anything against Monsanto and you want to get tenure in America, forget it. There is no academic free speech in academia anymore. That stopped around the 40s or 50s, and it's just accelerated since that time.
That's right. It's so, kind of a corporate fascism, isn't it? You would think that the anti-fascists would be in favor of free speech, but no, they aren't.
It's corporatization it's corporatization of education, corporatization of medicine, corporatization of health, all of it. So you have big pharma, big medicine, big insurance, all of what Elizabeth Warren and the rhinos and the establishment support. You know, Elizabeth Warren, that's what she supports, and that's what these people were convening on. That's why if you look at it, it was a number of 40,000 to 40. Right. So we're talking big versus small. Dodd-Frank, which Elizabeth Warren supported, destroyed 1,200 community banks. Obamacare has put out of business nearly 200,000 independent doctors, where we used to get health care. You have to go to big hospitals to even get a simple exam done. And that's where you have a nearly 40 to 60% chance of getting an infection. So what they've done is big over small. But as we all know, when you look at the history of the founders of this country, they were actually about believing in the individual. You know, the fact that they had to brand us as me, a brown-skinned Indian immigrant of low-caste background, a Nazi and a white supremacist, pretty much epitomizes that they think they can get away with that. One Indian group called me a Nazi and a white supremacist.
Yeah. exactly. And there was nothing at all about that at that rally. They screened that very carefully. Right. There was nobody from the Ku Klux Klan. There were no Nazis there, no symbols of any of that stuff. And we have to understand what's really going on here. We've been at events, and again, I saw a perfect example of what the left is about. They cannot win an argument. So what they want to do is they want to censor your speech. When we were protesting Planned Parenthood, we went there with signs talking about how Margaret Sanger had used this as eugenics against the black community. And we had protesters like these Antifa people show up. They had nothing but black signs. They weren't there with a counter argument. They were there with black signs to cover up our signs. And so we got pictures of my wife out there, and she would hold her sign up. They'd put it in front of her sign. She would go down low. They would go down low. She would go high. They'd go up high. So it's just that constantly moving that to try to censor what she was saying, because they cannot win the argument. And that's what we see over and over again.
Yeah, I think the opportunity coming out of this, David, is to recognize, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago in Harvard Square, if you put a soapbox and you spoke, no one threw acid at you. No one took a bat to beat you up. You spoke, and if you didn't like the guy, just walk away. What we have now is an active attempt to not have dialogue. I mean, the idea was you have a full spectrum of dialogue, but those in power think if someone raises a Heil Hitler sign or has a swastika, other people are going to lemmings follow them. That people don't have a brain of themselves to make decisions. And that's fundamentally where it's coming from. So Elizabeth Warren thinks she knows better. She thinks she's like the fighter for everyone, but she isn't. She's a fake.
And let's talk about that. I want everybody to understand that you're running for Senate against Elizabeth Warren. People can find you at Shiva for Senate. That's S-H-I-V-A, the number 4, Senate.com. We need people like you who understand the issues. When you talked about Dodd-Frank and how that had put out small community banks and helped the major banks that were too big to fail, that were created when the Clintons removed Glass-Steagall and allowed these mergers of the banks, it didn't take very long for them to wind up with six or seven banks that were too big to fail, and then we had the massive crisis as part of that as well. These are the people who are allied with the corporate interests, and you understand that. You understand these issues. You're a very highly educated man. You've got four PhDs from MIT, and we need people like you who understand the legal issues and the background here and again, I'd like to have you talk a little bit more about that, but we're out of time, Ari. Keep you over for the next segment. We will have you back on to talk about this Senate race. But thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Shiva Iyadure. And again, you can find him at Shiva for Senate. That's S-H-I-V-A, the number 4, and Senate.com. We're out of time for today. Stay tuned. Alex Jones will be starting his broadcast in just a couple of seconds.